So I let the bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around, I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga called me, he like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got dinner though. Whipping, working, smelling like they dinner roll.
Bitch, take your shoes off, look, don't even ask. Got your bitch tiptoeing on Italian mob. They on that bad vest. Too much pork around it. Show the ass fat. You gotta walk around. Big body got 10 of those. Car cribs, that's egg hoes. 9 piece, that's dinner rolls. Wild freaks, that's centerfold. 100 on my shine. You don't like it, fine. Got your bitch tiptoeing like Gregory Hines.
Your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got dinner though. Whipping, working, smelling like a general.
Went work, got the kitchen stinking. We call her undercover, a pig in a blanket. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Shoot you in your head like Abraham Lincoln. Stunting on them bitches like Birdman. Roll a weed and white sheep, Ku Klux Klan. Put it on the scale, watch it do numbers. Playing with them keys like Stevie Wonder. All my hoes pretty, all my niggas crazy. We sell that white, sell that brown, call that rice and gravy. Call me Tunchi Lee, I don't call me at all. Man, fuck all you niggas. Pause.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Okay. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Yeah. Big body, I got dinner though.
Yeah.
Listen, working, smelling like a dinner roll.
2 Chainz, that's your best answer. Cup filled with pink, I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K.
Fight.
I get paid every time I leave my driveway.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got dinner though. With them working, smelling like a general.
Yo, welcome to Wrestling It Factor for June 6th, 2013. It's your boy Wayne Benitez. Jared up on here. Yeah, we got a guest up on here. I'm turning the charts up in the indie scene. David Torres. What up?
David Torres, that's my shooting name, bro. It's David Tower, man.
Oh, okay.
David Tower, you say my shoot name. Now people know my real name. So I can't do them dirty wrestling, huh? No, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah. Yeah. How everything going?
Questions.
You said
how everything's going?
Yeah.
Everything is actually going well today. You know, on Thursday, just got done watching a little TNA real quick. So, you know, everything's going very well today.
Right. That's what's up. And tell me what got you started in professional wrestling.
What got me in starting in professional wrestling? my inspiration was The Rock when I was little. I was about 12 years old. I started watching wrestling when I was 10. I'm only 21, so I started wrestling young. The Rock was my inspiration. One day this guy came up to me. He was my next door neighbor. He said, "You want to go to watch this wrestling show, an independent wrestling show?" So it used to be called Cleveland. Well, not there anymore, but it was the Cleveland All Pro Wrestling, ran by JT Lenny. That's who actually trained me. So I went and saw one show, and I'm like, damn, man, I fell in love with it since that day. And then I kept going every month, and then I kept talking to him. Like, yeah, you know, I know I'm young or whatever, you know, but I want to train. My dad has signed a waiver, whatever the case may be. So he said, all right. So he took a meet with my dad. They talked for about an hour. Then I got trained. I started training, and I made my debut in a wrestling ring when I was 15. I started training when I was, like, 13. And I made my debut when I was, like, 15, in Cleveland All-Pro Wrestling under a mask. And then I just been wrestling since.
Yeah, that's what's up. Who were your trainers?
JT Laney. He passed away about 2 years ago.
Do you do also overseas also?
No. I went to Puerto Rico. I wrestled in my, I went to Puerto Rico. That's only, I got to wrestle in front of my hometown people. So I just went Puerto Rico. That's where I was born. I've wrestled all over though. I've wrestled New York. I've wrestled Chicago. I've wrestled Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Denver, Colorado, North Carolina, South Carolina. I've wrestled all over.
That's what's up. Are you still trying to get into the bigger companies like World Wrestling Council and Puerto Rico someday?
Yes, definitely. I definitely want to go to WWC one day. Yes, that is a must. That is a set goal that I have in my career. I just haven't gotten around actually to it. You know what I mean? Because right now I'm working with this company out of Ohio, Maximum Assault Wrestling. So I'm helping them out. But definitely want to go to WWC. I also want to get to big time. You know, WWE, TNA. I mean, I had to lose a little bit of weight. I'm hitting the gym now, so I've been working out for these past 3 weeks. I've been working out hard, putting my body through some stiffness, but, you know, we don't get there. That's all.
Right.
When you want something bad enough, you got to do whatever you got to do to do it.
True. Yeah, it's like the indie scene is picking up more and more.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You caught me on the right day because I actually feel like talking about wrestling today. That's a good thing. I don't know. Indie wrestling is I love independent wrestling, don't get me wrong. But, man, sometimes I go to show. I mean, I remember when I used to be green. I understand that. But sometimes I go to indie shows and I just sit in the locker room, like shows that I've never even been before. They just book me and they say, hey, you want to come here? Blah, we work out a deal. And then I go to these shows. I can name one. Like 2 months ago, I went to the show in Cincinnati. I don't even remember the kid's name for real. But I went to this show in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'm sitting in the locker room. Me and my one dude, Flawless, went up there and took a road trip up there. I'm sitting in the locker room, so they said we're wrestling these two guys because he's my tag partner. So I said, all right, cool. So the dude's got to I remind you, I spent a lot of money on my professional wrestling gear. I spent a lot of money on my gear. Like, all my stuff is custom. And everybody that I deal with is custom gear. I remind you, this guy's got a pair of jeans on, a pair of tennis shoes, some Friday Pele's, and a fucking tank top. And I'm looking at these dudes, is this your gimmick? Oh, no, this is what we can afford. This is what we can afford. And I'm laughing to myself. So I get in the ring, as soon as I lock up with dude, he didn't know what he was doing, so I'm just like, I tagged out and I let my dude do whatever. It wasn't even a match, for real.
Right.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yes, some dudes, you know, still needs a lot of seasoning and all before they start to go in, or they'll be lost.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to get in WWE. WWE ain't gonna let, back in the day was easy, but they're not gonna let nobody get signed now. They're not going to let nobody get signed now. You got to go through their training camp. That's why they got NXT. That's why they got all this tough stuff. So you got to go through the training camp. And independent wrestling is different. Anybody can get in the ring. Anybody can run a show. Anybody can run a wrestling ring.
Right.
And that's actually what kills this business today, man. And the guys that are actually trying to do it can't succeed because people are on bullshit.
Right. And I'm noticing that more that he is actually going is finally looking more at the indie scene and recruit. Instead of going after these models or other backgrounds like football or bodybuilding.
Right. But there's a lot of wrestlers in the indie scene that are good, bro.
Right.
A lot. There's a lot of talent in the indie scene that are great, man. Like for real.
Right.
Like, now this past year, 2011, I just started to step in the ring with top names like guys like Paulie Tomaselli out of Chicago, great competitor.
Right.
I just wrestled this past Saturday. I just wrestled Richie Boy Briar Wellington. That was probably one of my best matches until today. I've wrestled Noriega out of Puerto Rico. He was a former WWC Universal Champion. I've had rivalries with that guy in Chicago. And I'm talking about rivalries where I had to fucking run out of the fucking... I had to have cops escort me out the fucking hall, bro, to get up out of there, bro. I had some rivalries with that guy.
Man.
Yeah, man. That's some tough stuff over there in Chi-Town. You don't want to play in Chi-Town either with those slams, man. Shit.
Right. A lot of heat.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot. That was a hometown boy right there, Noriega.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I love wrestling, man. I mean, shit. I was born with the athleticism. I'm 6'1". I weigh 300 pounds, bro. But I do flips off the ropes, bro. I do it all, man. It's just like, I don't know. I do it all. This is truly what I love. I mean, I got a lot to accomplish, though. I'm only 21, bro. Like I said, I'm trying to get to the E, man.
Right, that's everybody's goal, to get to the bigger company, whoever's out there, like TNA, Ring of Honor, or even Japan, companies in Japan.
Definitely. Well, I tell you, man, whoever, I don't know, man. Wrestling is an investment, bro. Wrestling is an investment. You have to invest in your body. I mean, WWE don't want to sign nobody. Yeah, you got, like, Husky Harris, Big Show, some guys in there, like, Brodus Clay. And, I mean, guys like that, they're not in great shape, but they still got connects to get in WWE. That's why they're there.
Right.
Shit. Because The Rock was my uncle, I'd probably be signed, too. But, you know. But that's not going to work. He ain't my uncle. But they got connections. So they want people freaking John Cena looking. I mean... They want people like that, so.
Yeah, they looking for, like, ones like Orton and John Cena types, but they should go at, but in wrestling, they should go after any type of frame.
Right, as long
like
as it fits their character.
Right, that's how it was when I was watching it, you know, in the 80s and 90s.
That's how it was, absolutely. I mean, everybody used to get signed back in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
There was no developmental. And I'm glad they got developmentals now and stuff like that, because that shows who can work and who cannot.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a smart idea by Vince. I ain't going to lie to you about it. It's a smart idea by Vince.
Right.
TNA, man. TNA's doing some big things, too. I mean, I wouldn't mind a little contract in TNA either.
Right. They doing their gut check and also their OVW.
Oh, man, don't get me started on that gut check shit, man. Don't get me started on that, man. That's a bunch of phony bullshit, man.
Yeah, they've been fucking up, and it's like half of the participants withdraw their names from doing that ever since they messed up the votes the first time around.
Yeah, man, TNA, man. That gut check, I don't believe in that, man.
Right. If they really want my bet is they should sign, give these ones a contract, and the ones that are doing like maybe 1 or 2 years, they the ones that get the developmental more look at gut check. They the ones that should be getting trials. The ones that's more experienced should be signed to regular contract deals.
Yeah. There's so much things. Like, there's a new promotion in Puerto Rico called World Wrestling League, WWL.
Right.
That's a new company. That company's going to go somewhere. You got Hugo Savino Reach running it, and you got a few other guys. You got a model production out of New Jersey. That company's probably going to go somewhere.
Right.
I mean, you got a lot of indie companies trying to do big things, but they're not doing it smart. They're not doing it smart, because if you're a smart promoter, you're not going to invest $10,000 in one show and act like you're not going to have one a month later.
Right.
Feel me? So, I tell you, man, I was looking at that lineup. I looked at that lineup at WWL, man. I mean, they probably made their money back. I'm not going to lie to you. They had over 5,000 people there. They probably made their money back. But Armada Production this Saturday, the card that they got, bro,
That
shit's over freaking 15 stacks on talent. That's not even counting a billion on talent. They got Blue Demon. They got Extreme Tiger. They got all these names from all over. And that dude can't tell me he's going to make all that money. I mean, I was about to get booked on that show, too, but they said, man, he ain't going to make that money back in one night. I'm sorry, right. He ain't. I ain't trying to play dude, but he ain't going to make that money back, especially not in no independent wrestler.
Right.
Real. I mean, the guy who makes my wrestling gear, Evan Bourne off of WWE.
Right.
Makes his stuff. He makes my stuff. I mean, the dude does great work. I mean.
Right.
I'm just like, this is what I love. So there's so much to accomplish in professional wrestling, though. It's like, in boxing, you just got to beat your opponents.
Right.
In wrestling, you want to get up there. You want to be somebody. But in order to be somebody, you got to do things. You got to get noticed.
Right.
I mean, my dream is to be an actor. I mean, I want to get big in wrestling and then become an actor. Like, The Rock, I admire The Rock for what he did. Wrestling didn't use him. He used wrestling to become something.
Right. He looked at the bigger picture that he's not going to be doing it that long with his body breaking down. He can invest into other things like movies or merchandise.
Right.
Yeah. I tell my hat to him. You know, it's a few other, ones that say that, he turned his back. He didn't turn his back. He got to do what he got to do.
Let's talk about these guys. Just like LeBron James, they said he did wrong. But guess what? He's about to have his second championship. He was never going to do it in Cleveland. Now, I'm not going to doubt that he won't go back to Cleveland and get a championship, because he's ready now, because he knows what he's doing. He's better than he was before.
Right.
So, I mean, The Rock did it. It wasn't because he left wrestling for 7 years. It's because he had to. But now, he went back to WWE. Nobody looks at this.
Right.
He left and made over 1,000 movies. Came back, and the second month he was there, what did he accomplish? Becoming the WWE champion after 7 years. Who does that? Who tells Vince McMahon, I want the WWE title, let me go over CM Punk? Who does that?
Right.
A superstar, somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that took wrestling by the balls and made something for himself. Wrestling didn't take him. He took wrestling.
Right.
I mean, he showed his family. He showed me. That's why I admire The Rock.
Right. And he got all the, and plus the family, he got his cousins dead, his uncle's in the business. He's a third generation. He got a lot of backup and support.
Absolutely. Man, there's a lot of people that would to be where he's at, but.
Right.
I'm only 21, bro, and I know before I die, and I know this for a fact, I know I'm going to be somebody one day. Somebody's going to remember David Tower. It probably won't be that name because, WWE changes your name, but somebody's going to remember me.
Right. Even as, you know, some of them, you know, go out as a, you know, go there as a preliminary guy just to, you know, just to get TV exposure.
Right.
They don't complain about doing the JLB to guys like Ryback or Triple H or John Cena.
Right. Yeah, guys like that, I mean Ryback, bro. Ryback used to be a bum off the street, and look at him now.
Right. He actually been through so many names, like Ryan Reeves when he was he was in the same Tough Enough where Miz was at.
Right.
And
Miz, I'll tell you something. Miz, Mike Mizanin, I'm glad you brought in that name. I've worked for his father before. George Mizanin out of Cleveland, Ohio. He owns Mr. Hero.
Yeah.
I used to work at Mr. Hero's in Cleveland. And for his father, I met Miz before once or twice at his house. I actually sat down and ate dinner with the guy. And Miz is he did it, man. He did it. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. And you know what? Miz and Dolph Ziggler and Miz are from right here, from Cleveland, Ohio, where I was raised at.
Right.
And those guys never went to an independent wrestling show. Those guys became wrestlers in WWE. They got trained in WWE.
Right.
So, more props to them. Shit.
Right. They got that, you know, they got the blessing of a, you know, of a lifetime of to be on, to get trained in WWE and state of the art equipment, the workout, and everything.
So you're ready for the Eighth Factor. How about your boy, the Eighth Factor, Bobby Roode, whatever his name is, Bobby Roode?
Right.
The Eighth Factor, Bobby Roode. And my boy Gunner, man, my boy Gunner just came back to TNA, man, tag team champion right away, man. That's what's up, though.
Right.
My dude, man, Gunner.
Yeah, he definitely got the look. I've seen him even on the independent scene, even for show. I noticed him first as Phil Shatner, even on Showtime, wrestling up in Tennessee. And he'll take off in TNA more and more.
Yeah, he's gonna make it somewhere. That guy, I mean, he's a Christian dude. He's probably one of the nicest guys in professional wrestling. I mean, he's gonna make it. He's there. I mean, he's there. He's already made it. But like I said, there's so much to accomplish in wrestling, so he's got so much to do.
Right. Yeah, because so many WWE like wanna still try and look for the next Goldberg and Batista type dude that can draw a whole lot of people and probably bring back wrestling like it was in the Stone Cold Steve Austin era.
Yeah, the wrestling in the Stone Cold Steve Austin era, that was real professional wrestling. That was, I mean, you know, a lot of people say wrestling is fake, my friend. I've seen it, bro. I thank God every day that I step into this ring and I get to walk back home. But I've seen it right in my eyes. I've seen my friends get hurt. I've seen my friends break a leg, break an arm. I've seen one of my friends do a backflip and landed right on his neck and was paralyzed for life.
Right, I actually had a separated shoulder while about 13 years ago when I was at a wrestling school called Bone Breakers here in Baltimore, Maryland. Actually, I sort of landed wrong on my shoulder, but I felt it though, and it was a no joke. Actually, training and taking bumps. It's not easy being a professional wrestler. You got to go through bumps every night.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy being a professional wrestler for the guys that actually get trained well, the guys that actually bust their ass going to training every day and getting proper training from a guy that did it all. My trainer, JT Lightning, out of Cleveland, Ohio, ran Cleveland All-Pro Wrestling for over 20 years. He was successful day in and day out. He busted his ass. When he died, his show on an independent circuit in Cleveland, Ohio, was sold out at a theater. Sold out. And a theater is pretty big, my friend. Sold out. You cannot see one person walking through the hallway because everything was sold out. That's what a legacy is ran on. And my trainer wrestled Monty Brown in TNA before. He did his ECW tryout. He did his WWE trial. He did everything. Everybody knew him. All the old-timers, Ric Flair, everybody knew him. Dolph Ziggler, everybody knew him. And, I mean, rest in peace, obviously. But I went through real training. Now you got guys nowadays that are go and take a bump and then they think the wrestlers will go on high spots. Anybody can go on high spots and buy them a wrestling ring and take out $6,000-$7,000, buy them a pair of boots and call themselves a wrestler. Way to go, my friend. Way to go.
Yeah, it's like it's just so many niggas like that be lying about that they wrestlers and they actually from backyard and it's like some of these companies like. It's another one here. There used to be some that called Eastern Wrestling Alliance, but it's now catering to like about 9 or 10 of them is backyarders on a card, and nobody don't want to see that shit.
For real, who the fuck wants to go see? I understand what you're saying, Benitez, because who the fuck wants to go to a fucking show and watch 10 motherfuckers that don't know what they're doing, don't even know how to whip yourself off the fucking ropes and take a clothesline? And then you get to see one actual match on the card, and I'm like, ain't this some shit? I have GWA, Cleveland Wrestling Alliance, out of fucking Cleveland. I just did a show from like 4 months ago. I brought in one of my guys from Puerto Rico. We did a double shot. We made a deal. I made a deal with them. They paid me. We went down there. They saw all the matches, and I'm like, I can tell you guys know what you're doing. These guys don't know shit. I said, come pay your ticket to Maximum Assault Wrestling. And they were like, we sure will. Shit. And then this past Saturday, it was packed, man. We had a packed house. Had a packed house, though.
Right.
I mean, there's, like I said, man, there's a lot of people. People don't pay their dues in wrestling anymore either, man.
Right.
People don't pay their dues. They don't know what it is to set up a ring and break it down every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, being away from your family.
Right.
They don't know what that is. They don't know what that is. I mean, I know what it is, but there's a lot of people that don't. I mean, I see, listen, anybody, and there's no one that can tell me that anybody, that's including me or you, anybody can be a superstar in professional wrestling. Anybody. You know why? If you got $500,000 in the bank and you're paying every month to wrestle Gunnar, Kurt Angle, Bully Ray, AJ Styles, all these names, and you're paying for them every month to wrestle them, but you're paying for it out of your pocket, and then you're getting noticed. Of course you're going to get noticed. You're wrestling all these names. They're like, who the fuck is this kid? Where's this kid coming from? I've seen it done before, bro. I've seen it done, man. If you got money and you can pay for all these names every month for you to wrestle on your own show, anybody's going to be a star, bro. You're going to get noticed regardless. You're going to get a deal somewhere.
Right.
Because they're like, who the fuck is this kid? You know what I mean? They're going to be wondering, like, oh, yeah, let's.
Do you have anything else? The plug upcoming shows.
Yeah, man, I got a show this Saturday, Pro Wrestling All Stars of Detroit in Detroit, Michigan. Y'all can hit me up on Facebook at David Tower. You can search me up on YouTube, David Tower Wrestling. I mean, just look me up, man.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So, I really enjoyed the interview. So, I hope you bring me back another time, man.
And we welcome you anytime back to the show, man.
All right, cool. But anyway, keep doing your thing. Keep it in factor, my friend.
All right. Yeah, you have a good night.
All right, brother. Bye.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, that was David Tower. Gonna make a big name for himself in his biz, so this is Wayne Benitez signing out. Hit us up on our group page at Wrestling Is Factor on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio for archives in recent shows. Later, everyone.
So I let your bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around, I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga call me, he like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
So that bitch, take your shoes off, but don't even ask. Got your bitch tiptoeing on Italian mob. They on that bad batch. Too much pork around it. Cribs, that's egg ho. Nine piece, that's dinner roll. Wild freak, that's centerfold, huh? 100 on my shine. You don't like it, fine. Got your bitch tiptoeing like Gregory Hines. Passing out with that ear. 10 days, you ain't seen him. She asked for an IV. New green, nigga, you eat. These calling niggas all in my dick. Frisk cuts all in my wrist. 100 rounds all in my hip. 200 grand all in my whip.
Got your bitch tip. Going on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Went work, got the kitchen stinking. We call her undercover, a pig in a blanket. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Shoot you in your head like Abraham Lincoln. Hunting on them bitches like Birdman. Rolling weed and white sheep, Ku Klux Klan. Put it on the scale, watch it do numbers. Playing with them keys like Stevie Wonder. All my hoes pretty, all my niggas crazy. We sell that white, sell that brown, call that rice and gravy. Call me Tunchi Lee, I don't call me at all. Man, fuck all you niggas. Pause.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Two chains, that's your best answer. Cup filled with pink, I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K. I get paid every time I leave my driveway. Snail chain,
got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red body.